Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Victoria. I am back again. Had a little hiatus last week only because family got in the way. I had to do some birthday party for my niece. So I apologize for not showing last week to talk about this fabulous topic. So tonight, what I wanted to talk about is releasing fear and working out of love. I know for a fact that you probably have heard this hundreds of times when Tree does her shows about, you know, working out of love. And you're like, well, I love, I mean, clearly that must be it. I mean, I love people. There's people that get me mad, but I'm just like, I love people. I'm a loving person. But it's the love that you kind of got to think of it when you compare fear and love, okay? When you talk about fear, right? Fear is a negative, okay? Because fear is coming out of something where you ultimately feel that you're in lack, okay? So if you fear getting up in front of people to talk, right? What is it about that would make you fearful? And it's the potential of being embarrassed because you slur over your words, or the potential that you might sound stupid and not knowledgeable enough to your audience. You know, you think about it, you're like, well, why would I fear that? And usually the answers you come up with are negatives. So fear is a negative. So think about when you're working in fear that you're working out of negativity, okay? And then when you think about love as being positive, because when you're talking about love, it's great. You know, you think about, you love summer. Why do you love summer? Because it makes me feel warm, happy. I feel like life is great because I just, you know, the sun's shining all the time. You know, and these are positive descriptors, right? So we're talking about operating out of fear and trying not to and doing it more out of love. Think of it also in the terms of negatives and positives, okay? And it just makes it a little more simple to grasp the concept of it, okay? So let's see. An example I could give you is today I gave several briefings at work. I'm a new person, a new employee at this job, only 6 months. So, I mean, I come there with a wealth of experience and knowledge and stuff, but I had to give briefings in front of my peers who I'm not really sure what they think about me, you know. So, of course, I was fearful that I would be a failure. Did you see what I was fearful that I was being a failure? So what I ended up doing is I told myself that I am a confident person. I know what I'm doing, that I know the subject matter very well. And because of this, there should be no problem with me giving these briefings. So I pushed the fear aside, and I built my confidence in myself because I know that I have what it takes to do this. So you could say that today I briefed out of love because my purpose of these briefings were to give knowledge to these people of things that they might not have known about. So I'm spreading love because knowledge is great. Knowledge is love. And so I push my fear aside. Okay? So that's one example of it in a way. another good example would be I'm single. Okay? Been single for a really, really, really long time. Sadly, but true. I haven't really had a serious boyfriend since 2007. I'm just putting that out there so y'all know that I'm probably, you know, in the same boat as some of you that are listening. I mean, but I chose to pursue somebody based off of love instead of physical. So I chose not to have an intimate relationship first with somebody and then decide to date because I found out that usually didn't work that way. And also, you know, I had to build my own self-confidence because, you know, if I didn't want to have that happen, then I shouldn't be putting myself in situations where that is the only thing that's going to come of it, you know. Anywho, long story short, and that's a whole another show right there. So basically from 2007 until now, I decided to work on myself. Done. So it's been a really long time. And I'm sitting there thinking, and then Tree and I were talking the other night, and I told her, I was like, man, she's like, what is one thing that you're afraid of? And I told her, I was like, well, I'm afraid of being alone. And I'm like, wow, why would I say that? You know, and we talked about it, and I was like, you know, I don't fear being alone, because I am alone right now. I'm doing great, you know, and I know that I'm going to find the right man for me. So why would I have the fear of being alone? You know, and these are the things that, you know, I try to advocate is talking it out with yourself. You know, why? Why do I fear that? You know, is it because I don't want to, I won't have someone to share with? Well, I will have someone to share with. So I, through the process of, you know, being very diligent in my thoughts, pushed the fear aside. And you know what? I'm putting confidence in the fact that I am going to find someone, because I know I will, because I know in my heart that I'm not meant to be by myself forever. Plus, you add in the layer of the fact that I trust full-heartedly, you know, about my soul's plan, what my purpose is here. I trust in the God that I believe in, you know, the angels. I believe in the guidance. I believe in my intuition. So believing in all those things, and I know that, you know, I'm not put on this earth to suffer. It's not a punishment. These are all learning lessons. So combined all of this together, there's a reason and purpose for it. So I know for a fact that I will find somebody. And I'm going to find the right somebody because I'm putting out the energy to the universe that I'm going to find someone who's going to be what I need in my life. Okay, so I'm going to find that right man who's going to love me indefinitely, and it's going to be a perfect 50-50 relationship where we're both going to be like best friends, lovers, and husband and wife, you know, where it's just going to be the way I envision my relationship to be, okay? So when you operate out of fear when it comes to relationships, what you end up attracting are the things that you don't necessarily want in a relationship, right? So I fear that I'm going to be alone and, let's say, never have sex in a while or whatever. And what you're going to end up doing is attracting people who are just going to want you for just sex or abusive types of relationship because your fears are putting out that energy and you're going to attract that energy in return, right? So if you're fearful, you know, of being, you know, with the wrong person, push that aside and start focusing on what you do want, not what you don't want, okay? So put out the love, which is the positive, the good stuff that you deserve to have as a loving human being who's wonderful, and then you'll get that in return. But remember, also, everything happens in divine and perfect timing, which is the suck-a-doodle part, because most of us probably are very impatient, like I can be as well, and we want it now. Now, and then you get frustrated that you're not getting it now, and then you start doubting that it's going to happen, right? So what is doubt? Doubt is a negative, people. So you don't want to doubt anything because then you're doubting the validity of what you believe in, and therefore it's a negative. So you're putting out your fears again because fears are doubts, and so therefore you're not going to get a person then. You're going to delay. Let's say, okay, delay. Not that you're not going to, because everyone will find their perfect match. It's just that you're going to delay what's going to happen. And I think throughout my growth period over the years, and Therese said that I've grown exponentially, and it could be because I've had this thought process about fears. I've had thought processes about, you know, what my purpose is here. You know, and I apply it, do you know what I mean? Because I honestly, one of my biggest things that I advocate and I really truly believe is that I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be stuck and just going through the motions and not achieving anything, moving forward with anything. So, you know, if I need to push fear aside in order to reach my goals and objectives of having a wonderful husband, getting a different job where I work with horses, then you know what? I'm going to have to push the fear aside. Okay? Now, fear also comes in with the realm of the unknown. So, you know, for me, you know, my next step I know is that I need to work with horses. As much as my job right now is great in the sense that I make great money, it's, you know, it's secure, it's all this, you know, great normal stuff that people think about jobs, you know, I guess work for the government, I mean, that's stable. But it's not where my heart is. It's not where my life purpose is. So my next step is going to be to leave. And that's scary. I mean, it's scary to lose something that you know is so utterly stable for something that you're just unsure of. And it's the, you know, the unknown that causes you to pause and become doubtful, you know, and fearful, right? So here I am. I know my next step is going to be that. That's going to be the big major step, you know, like leaving government, working with horses, right? I can't just, like, pick up and leave, you know, because, like, how am I going to pay my bills, you know? But instead of looking at the big picture of what's your next step, what's the next step is going to be are the little steps in between. And when you allow fear to muddle your what you're thinking and how your thought process is about your next move, you don't see the little signs that come up and nudge you. Be like, hey, come this way. Come work with me here. And, like, the angels and God, they give you steps. They give you nudges. They give you opportunities that come right in front of you. And when we let our fears cloud our judgment and our vision of what's going on around us, we miss the opportunities, okay? So knowing that my next step is working with horses, right, I have been diligently riding, as you all know. And I was patient. I know that's the next step, right? I know it's the next step. I know it's something I need to do. But obviously, to take the risk of leaving a job and not having an established job to go to is definitely not the right move. You know, it just doesn't make sense. But I know that I need to start working with horses. I know I need to start really getting involved in educating riders what I would like to do in the long run, because I want to educate people to ride. I want to be able to build self-esteem and just really get better at, you know, my passion, because, I mean, I love riding. So, you know, knowing that this is my plan over the years, you know, it's been about three years. It's going to be four in April. I've been working at the barn. And just recently, probably over the past couple months, being like 2-3 months, my relationship with the man who owns the riding school that I ride at, our relationship has changed, where he has seen skill level I have or my desire or passion, and slowly but surely he's been entrusting me with teaching kids. Okay, so whereas I work 40 hours a week, who wants to really work at a barn for a full, like, 8-hour day on a Saturday? Because that's a lot. I mean, you think about it. I'm like, I'm working 40 hours, and then I want to sit there and work. I mean, this is labor. Trust me, the first day I did this, I was like, holy crap, I'm tired. Okay, but the thing is that this is the opportunity. If I had been fearful, you know, or put doubts in my mind that I couldn't do it, or that this is going to interrupt me on trying to find my path or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could sit there and say, well, why would I want to work at the barn when I really want to work here and pass up the opportunity and just be like, well, I want to go and find a different place that I could work with more special needs kids, right? And pass up the opportunity that is now being put in front of me where I could start teaching now. Okay, so I don't have the fear. I know that, you know, my next step is happening. I know I will be working with horses, right? But, you know, I'm open to the next steps that are coming. And so I started teaching. So now on the weekends, I teach private lessons to kids who are starting to learn, you know, and this is the step that, you know, I want you guys to see is that, you know, putting the fear aside allows you to receive the positives that are coming in, receiving the love that you're putting out, put in. I love riding. I love the feeling it makes me feel. I love the people that I ride with. And in return, I'm receiving, you know, exactly what, you know, my goal is. So I teach these kids, and it's fabulous. And my relationship with this owner has become even more stronger because he's seeing that I do have the skill. I do have the knowledge. I have the passion. And maybe instead of making up in my mind what my next step is going to be or what my end result will be, I might be actually looking at the end result in its face as it's starting to manifest in front of me, okay? So if I had allowed my fears, you know, whether it's self-judging that I could do it, whether it's I can't afford to do it or I won't be able to make enough money or it's too far for me or I'm just too tired on the weekends to get up early, if I allowed those things to prevent me from doing this, I would miss out on the opportunity to take that next step that's going to get me closer to my goal, okay? And it's the same with relationships. It's the same with jobs. It's the same with buying cars. Same concept, too. Do you know what I mean? You have to be open and receptive to paying attention to what is going on around you, what signs and signals are given to you as you're making your way on your path to enlightenment or your soul plan. Fear is a negative. And I know we've talked about negativity when it comes to soul planning and karmic relations. We've talked about the laws of attraction. You know, it's the same principle. Fear is a negative. So when you're fearful, the first thing you should really ask yourself is why? Why am I fearful? What is it that's making me so upset about it? And then the answers you're going to get in return are going to be negatives. Well, I don't think I could do this. Well, why do you not think that? Like, why do you think that about yourself? What is making you feel that you can't do this? Well, because I've only been riding for X amount of years, or I'm thinking that people are judging me when I ride and they think that I can't do this. How do you know? Do you know what I mean? And these are like things that I thought about. Well, maybe because I haven't ridden that long enough, or people are going to judge me if they see that I'm trying to do this and they'll say, oh, she shouldn't be doing that. These are all negatives, pure negatives. And you know what? What you have within yourself is what drives you to do all things in life, you know? So basically, I'm like, no, I'm a confident rider. I may not be an expert, and I know I'm not. It's okay. But the thing is that I'm working towards that goal. So it's the same with my relationships. I know I'm going to be married and I'm going to have a family. You know, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I'm open to it. So every person I meet, you know, I'm setting out the love. I'm setting out the descriptions of what my man is looking like. And as some of you may know from me talking about this for a while, I have 42 qualities in a man. Now, they're not all physical, no, and they're not all, but they're things that are very important to me because me personally, hold myself very cherished, and I should be cherished by the next person who enters my life. And there's things that I would, you know, tolerate and things that I accept and I want in my relationships, and there's things I don't. So, you know, I made it very clear. So, knowing that I'm not fearful that I'm not going to have a relationship, I know I will, I'm setting out the love. So I'm setting out the positive vibes. I'm sending out the intention that things will happen. And I'm paying attention to the signs and the opportunities that come to me in return. Okay? The people I meet might make me meet somebody that might be the guy. Who knows, right? So work in the love. Work in the light. You know, work with the knowledge that you are able to do anything that you put your mind to, that judgment, self-doubt, self-esteem problems, you know, thinking that you don't look as good as you think you should to do what you need to do or some dude's not going to like you because you don't think you look well enough, those are issues that need to be resolved within yourself so that you can push that fear aside and begin to achieve and manifest the abundance that you deserve. You know, fear is just not something that should be part of our vocabulary anymore. As individuals who are seeking a higher enlightenment, manifesting abundance for ourselves and being good people to ourselves. So I really, you know, I really would strongly advocate for people to just try. You know, and when you hesitate, ask yourself why. You know, and see what the answers come. If the answers are negative, then you're working out of fear and you need to set that aside. And I've done that. I'm doing it. It's not perfect. But when I do fearful, I really talk it through with myself so that I can understand what the scenario is about and how I could better myself in order to achieve the goal. You know, and I've had a lot of very challenging, very scary scenarios that I've been faced with over the past year. And I know when I was going through a lot of problems with my last job, I was very fearful about a lot of things because there was this very challenging scenario I was in, and I didn't allow that fear to tear me down. And what it ended up doing is allowing me to get the jobs that I need to move out of that job. Let me just tell you how awesome the people I have at this job now, because I left a bad job, so all that fear, all that negativity behind me, and I started fresh. I start fresh because I know in my heart, mind, and body, and spirit that I'm a great person who deserves to be loved in return. So I put that out there. And so when I walked into my next job, I eliminated the negativity, the fear out of me. And this way, I'm attracting nothing but good in return. Okay, so set the fear aside. If you're the one that wants to have a relationship, set your mind and your goals and your thoughts to attracting what you deserve, and know that it's going to happen. Just have that faith. Have the faith in God. Have the faith in yourself. Have the faith in the angels that it will happen, and it will. I promise you. If you're fearful about not being able to get a new job or the right job or do the right path to your soul purpose, think about what is your path. Think about what is your purpose. And then, you know what? Have faith that it's going to happen. Put out that positive vibe, that love, the loving everlasting about yourself, about your idea, and go forward. And it'll happen. Trust me. So I think I might have beaten the horse enough with that. So work out of love. Push the fear aside. The holidays are coming up. You know, no matter what challenges you face, just know that you can get through it, you know, be positive, and things will turn out perfectly fine, okay? So that's all I got today. As you can tell, I have problems breathing because I have a little cold and my nose is clogging. But I know that I'm going to get over this, so we're going to be all good. All right, so push fear aside, ladies and gentlemen. It does you no good. It's more harmful than beneficial. And allow love and light to shine through you in all areas. And you will manifest abundance, love, relationships, money, jobs, education, because of what the intention you are putting out to the universe you'll receive in return. All right? So I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I should be back next Thursday, 8 p.m., with a new and exciting topic of conversation. I'm going to think about something good for coming up for Turkey Day, and, you know, we're starting to meet with family, so maybe it'll be something about interacting with some challenging family members and what we should do. I don't know. We'll think about something fun. All right? So you all have a great evening. I shall talk to you again next week. Talk to you later. Bye.